Hello and welcome to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and this podcast is brought to you by thelegendarychiropractor.com, an interactive and immersive virtual platform for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field wanting just a little bit more from this profession. I hope that you enjoy today's episode, and if you do, be sure to share with a friend, leave us a rate, leave us a review, and also be sure to subscribe to get more. Dr. Brad Glowacki runs one of the highest volume, highest profile, highest profitability practices in the world, and it's all run with Vitalistic communication procedures. Those procedures from his office are then shared with other chiropractors at his various trainings as a part of Level Up Mentoring. This information is created, developed, tested, and then packaged simplistically before being taught. With bruises and scars from making mistakes, Dr. Glow always delivers refined content that is battle-tested and simplified for use on Monday. To level up your life and practice, head over to levelupmentoring.rocks. That's levelupmentoring.rocks. Cairo HD, superior cloud-based practice management software. Cairo HD is a user-friendly, all-in-one EHR solution built with one mission: to help you run your practice like a boss. Learn more at cairohd.com. Total Clinic Solutions is your go-to source for purchasing both brand new and refurbished chiropractic equipment, as well as phone support for repairs and maintenance. Call Derek and allow him to combine your wishes and his 23 years of chiropractic equipment expertise to find what's best for you and your patients at 704-622-4089 or head to totalclinicsolutions.com now. Yo, what is going on, legendary chiropractors? Johnny Reuter here with another episode of the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. I am here and I actually just pulled in and I wanted to shoot this quick video to make sure that you guys are aware of everything that's going on behind the scenes of the Legendary Chiropractor right now. And as we continue to move forward with the ChiroPair app and development, we want you guys to be as aware as possible. So thank you so much for joining me. I'm sipping my coffee this morning, getting ready to go for the day. And just loving life, right? That's what this is all about. That's what we have to do. I want to give a huge shout out to every single chiropractic student that has taken and now passed Part 4 national boards. I know a lot of board scores have been coming out. I've been seeing a lot of posting on that. If that is you, if you passed your boards, please drop a comment below so we can congratulate you. I'm so happy for you. And if you're listening to this later on audio podcast, I am insanely, insanely happy for you. And I'm very stoked to make sure that you are doing everything you can to, you know, get to that next step, because it's a difficult transition, but it's a good transition. So without further ado, hopping in right into hosting your chiropractic seminars. What does that look like? What does that sound like? What do you do to make that happen? We've talked all about this past week. We've talked all about chiropractic seminars, how you can put your own on, what that means to you, and how you can go about doing so, and, you know, really beginning to create an audience and a following within the chiropractic profession for yourself and for whatever you're teaching. If it's chiropractic philosophy, science, art, business, doesn't really matter. You got to have people behind you. You got to have the support of the profession. And you do that through different ways of getting in front of chiropractic students, recent graduates, and veteran doctors. And seminars are a great way to do that. I highly encourage everyone, from the very beginning I've said this, I highly encourage everyone, if you're not hosting a chiropractic seminar, because a lot of people do host chiropractic seminars, no matter if it's technique, philosophy, or just big conferences or something like that. If it's not that situation for you and you're not hosting a seminar, I highly encourage you to attend as many chiropractic conferences as you can. Those are the big ones that happen annually. Those do not.
easily share your passion for chiropractic and look good doing it with Above Down Apparel, offering a premium lineup of principled apparel that's impossibly soft, sustainably sourced, and chiropractic AF. Visit abovedown.co and follow them on Instagram to learn more and score yourself some sweet chiro swag.
Happen, 20 to 50 times a year. I know some chiropractic technique seminars happen very, very frequently, pretty much like once a month or something like that. So make sure that you're doing that correctly and that you're doing that right. So please be sure to kind of understand that and make sure that, you know, the bigger events, the bigger chiropractic events and chiropractic conferences are going to be pretty much annually, once a year. And I want to make sure that you are attending these huge chiropractic conferences. And actually, look who's tuning in right now, Dr. Danny Knowles. Dr. Danny puts on Mile High Chiropractic Conference. So shout out to him. Shout out to that chiropractic conference. Great seminar. Get to it. It's all about re-dipping yourself in the philosophy of chiropractic and making sure that, you know, you're able to move forward in this profession in a dignified way. And make sure you're able to listen to speakers that are able to share knowledge and wisdom in the chiropractic profession. So, great seminar. And there's a bunch of seminars, guys. There's a bunch of chiropractic conferences, and I highly encourage you attend many, many chiropractic conferences each year. And what's really cool is that most people who put on the chiropractic conferences know when the other chiropractic conferences are taking place or happening. So they're going to put it the month after or the month in between or the later dates in the month. So you can get to multiple events per year and even sometimes per month, which is super cool. And I know a lot of them have discounted rates for students and recent grads too. So make sure you're checking in on that and being aware of that. Now, when it comes to chiropractic technique seminars happen pretty much, I would say the majority of them probably take place at least once a month, if not once every other month. Some of the bigger technique seminars take place anywhere between like 3 to 5 times per month in just different regions of the country, different regions of the world. I know my guys at Dr. Pat and Dr. Aaron with Syntropy Chiropractic Adjusting and Training Seminars, I know they're putting on close to probably 50, 75, even 100 seminars a year. I don't know what the exact number is, but if they're tuning into this, drop your comment below. But it's really cool and profound and important to understand, like, these things happen multiple times per year. So you want to make sure that if you're not able to go because of a regional thing or a location thing, that's totally okay. There's going to be another one that comes up. But in regards to technique. However, in regards to chiropractic conferences, right, those are typically once a year. If you miss out on those right away, right out of the gate, you're probably not going to make it to that specific chiropractic conference until the following year. So you want to be really, really sure that you have your schedules booked and that you have your travel plans accommodated for so that you're able to make it to all of these different events. Something really, really profound and important to me personally is that you attend these events, because this is how not only chiropractic businesses get better, this is how you get better as a chiropractor. This is, you know, it might not be training in the art, but it's definitely re-dipping you and training you in the philosophy of chiropractic, believing in the body, especially if you're going to some of these more vitalistic events that I like to go to. And it's just re-solidifying your purpose in life to make sure that you are taking the torch and leading others when you come back from that conference. Because the reality is, not a lot of chiropractic students and recent graduates go to chiropractic conferences. Unfortunately, that is the case. And each conference kind of draws their own audience into it in regards to, you know, the content they're presenting, the people that are there, the vendors that are allowed to be there. So each event's going to draw a different crowd. And so I encourage you to go to many of these events, because honestly, you're not going to want to miss out on it, and you're going to want to attend different events to get different experiences, right? Because sometimes the conference might be all about science, right? You're just super into the neurology, you're going to a neurologist.
Dr. Stu Hoffman, founder and president of ChiroSecure Malpractice Insurance, is the foremost expert in both risk management and risk avoidance. Understanding the everyday challenges of today's practicing chiropractor and the current public perception of chiropractic has made ChiroSecure the fastest growing malpractice insurance program of the last 28 years. Find out more at chirosecure.com. Imaging Services' primary business is chiropractic solutions. With over 45 years in the industry of helping chiropractors, Michael Tokash offers free consultations on building your business. In the past year, Imaging Services has installed over 100 x-ray machines and digital x-ray systems in over 42 states across the United States. For more, head to theimagingservices.com.
Friends, fantastic. And then the next month, you turn around and you go to an event like Mile High or ChiroFest or Focus OKC or, you know, Life Vision or something along the lines that's more philosophical based, and how the body heals itself. That's going to be a completely different experience than if you're going to a straight neurology conference, right? Or a straight technique conference. So I highly encourage you to do what you can to get to as many events per year as possible. If you're hosting chiropractic seminars, figure out what you are presenting to people. What are you teaching? Are you teaching business? Are you teaching technique? Are you teaching philosophy? Are you teaching the art? And that will vary your schedule significantly. Because if you're teaching the technique, you want as many students as possible getting as hands-on as possible during the year. So you're going to host several events per month, and tons of events per year to make sure that happens. If you're hosting a philosophical event that's more of a chiropractic conference, then you're going to do it once a year, right? And you're just going to, that's what it's going to be. It's just going to be once a year, one time, and that's all you have to do. And that's what's going to get a lot of people to your event and to your events to make sure that, you know, things are happening in the right way, and things are going, you're going about the presentation of the information the correct way. Because here's the reality, if some of those bigger events happened multiple times per month, it's just not going to be, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be pretty. So that's really, it's just going to be too much information, right? So I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. I got to run. Have a phenomenal rest of your day today. And I hope you you do well. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Again, I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and you're listening to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for engaging with us on all of our platforms, including, but not limited to, Facebook and Instagram, all at The Legendary Chiropractor. Be sure to check our home site out at thelegendarychiropractor.com, as we have much to offer for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field. And lastly, I'd like to thank not only you, our listener, but also our podcast sponsors. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. So I encourage you to go check out their websites and what they have to offer in the show notes for this episode. Thanks again. Stay legendary, my friends.